FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got Zach Ince. Now, we've got a lot to talk about, but first of all, we just got to recap what you've been doing this morning. So just tell me if I've got this right. You wrote a script. Tell me about the script.
It's to do with the chase.
So you've done a podcast this week about the chase.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
So just outline roughly the chase.
The chase is where four strangers all work together to try to beat a chaser.
Okay. And this is with Bradley Walsh, isn't it?
Yeah, this is with Bradley Walsh.
All right, so you've written the script, you've come in, you've voiced it, yeah?
Yeah.
And how did that go?
It was a bit hit and miss this week, wasn't it?
Well, eventually you got there. But I tell you what, it's an improvement on last week's script, because last week you had to come in and kind of add a load of stuff.
Yeah, I did.
You had loads of stuff this week, so you put a lot of effort in for that, so thanks for that.
Yeah.
And then, you voiced it.
Yeah.
And then we've edited it.
Yeah, we edited it.
And then we put some music over the top of it.
Yeah.
Some kind of show busy style of music.
Yeah.
This week we've taken it a little bit further. Because what else have we done?
We've published it on the website.
We have. It's now available on the website, and all of that is done. That's what you've been doing this morning. So we've done. How comfortable would you feel now if I said to you, right, now go out and do it again? Go on, give me a. Do you reckon you could do it all the way through?
Oh, I don't know.
Right. So that's where we need to get.
Yeah, that's where we need to go.
So when you come in next time, it's a case of you've got your script, you've done that bit, you've mastered that bit, you then voice it, you then edit it, produce it, and upload it, and voila, you're almost there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, we're going at a rate of knots here, you know. So tune in next week, and we'll find out how far you can take it and how far you how much I have to do for you.
Yeah.
And either next week or week after, I won't be doing anything because you'll be doing it all right?
Okay.
Which is where we want to be.
Yeah.
So, that's the boring bit out of the way. Let's talk about TV. Now, we just stumbled upon a programme. I watched this. When you turn on the television now, you get all these like menus, don't you?
Yeah, you do, do.
And there was a picture of. Do you know what? Can you remember what the lady's name is? She's in Strictly Come Dancing.
Claudia Winkleman.
Thank you, because it escaped my. You know, she's one of those ladies that I'm sure she's lovely, but I can't stand watching her on the telly.
Well, is she a bit too much for you?
I think so. I think that's a great way of putting it. She's a bit too much, a bit in your face, and a bit. And I'm sure people love her and like her as a person and as a presenter.
I think she's probably really likeable, but you wouldn't want to spend hours with her.
Now, you said that. I didn't, all right? Now, see, I've seen this picture of her, okay, and a programme, and it's called, and it's advertising, The Traitors.
Yeah.
And I seriously thought that it was, oh, she turned her hand to acting. Because I thought it was going to be a drama. I haven't watched it, and I'm not sure about it, but I asked you about it, and you said you've seen it.
I have seen it.
Talk me through it.
It's a bit of a mystery. So they have to work out who the traitors are amongst them. And basically, it's one to watch if you've got nothing else to watch. If you've got nothing else on your watch list, it's okay.
Right, otherwise you wouldn't bother.
No,
that's good enough for me.
I mean, it's okay, but it's not something I'd watch every week.
Right.
You know?
That's good enough for me. We won't be watching that then. We'll see if we can get that removed, that little tile on the telly removed, so we don't have to watch it. When you started off about, you know, traitors and things like that, I automatically thought of Number 10, you know, Downing Street.
Oh, yeah.
That would be I'm not quite sure what the scenario would be, but, I mean, just say, for instance, if they made that.
Well, they're always changing prime ministers.
Well, wouldn't that be great to have that sort of scenario of a programme?
It could be like a mystery, and they have to work out who the new prime minister is.
Like the rest of us. Now, look. We're going to have a little break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to chat with you about. Hang on, you've been gaming with your brother.
I have.
And what game was you playing?
Toontown Corporate Clash.
Right. Okay. There was that I was going to ask you about. I know that you're going, or you've been to see a show.
Yeah.
Have you been to see that?
Yeah, I've seen that.
And what was the other thing you wanted to talk about as well?
Me having fish and chips.
The fish and chip story.